From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The health ministry in Kabul, Afghanistan, confirms the death toll at 103 people, 235 wounded after a suicide bomber blew up an ambulance outside a crowded government building Saturday. The Taliban did take responsibility for it, and there was plenty of reaction from the international community as well as locally.
Whoever is doing the killing is not a Muslim. A Muslim would never do this. I was there, and there were lots of people killed and wounded.
The White House released a statement condemning the attack. Russian police wrestled opposition leader Alexei Navalny into a patrol wagon on Sunday, moments after he appeared at a rally to urge voters to boycott what he said would be a rigged presidential election in March.
Navalny has already been barred from running in the March 18th election over what he says was a trumped-up suspended prison sentence. Both the United States and European Union have criticized the decision. Regardless, polls show incumbent President Vladimir Putin is on track to easily win. Navalny says while he acknowledges that, his campaign is aimed at lowering voter turnout to try to take the shine off the victory. Police had warned earlier they would harshly suppress any illegal protest activity, and authorities refused to authorize events in Moscow and St. Petersburg. The Kremlin has said the election will be fair and claimed Navalny has minimal support.
That's Reuters' Scarlett Svetanovich reporting. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres responded to the news that a United Nations peacekeeper from Pakistan was killed in an ambush Saturday in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Spokesperson says that he has denounced the killing and called on armed groups to put their weapons down. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump touted the continued growth of the U.S. economy on Sunday, saying it is better than it's been in many decades. In praising the U.S. economic performance, Mr. Trump also attacked rapper Jay-Z after the musician had assailed Trump in a Saturday news talk show over the president's recent reported vulgar descriptions of people from Haiti and Africa as he seeks to block their immigration to the United States. Jay-Z told CNN interviewer Van Jones that economic advances for blacks do not outweigh Mr. Trump's attacks on predominantly black countries. Even in a regional parliament vote, former Catalan president Carles Puigdemont is chosen to retake that post. Spain's top court has moved to block him from doing so. The Constitutional Court ruled that the fugitive ex-president could not rule from abroad if he is returned to the presidential post in a regional parliament vote Tuesday. Puigdemont has now said that he could be sworn in remotely via a video conference session. But Spanish Prime Minister Mario Rajoy has said that Puigdemont cannot act as Catalan president while in exile, and that if he is chosen, the suspension of Catalonia's autonomy will remain in effect. The White House is not releasing many details of President Trump's State of the Union address scheduled for Tuesday night, but he is expected to discuss several key issues. He will discuss a return to what one senior administration official calls clarity about our friends and adversaries. He's also expected to talk about North Korea, Iran, and Afghanistan. Analysts have diverse expectations for that speech. Morton Blackwell, a member of the president's own Republican Party.
I'm confident things are going to turn around in terms of the poll with respect to the Republican versus Democrats. I think the president's popularity is going to go up.
Mr. Trump also faces sharply divided countries, according to Democrat Jim Kessler.
These speeches give you a bit of time to get, you know, reintroduce yourself to voters. A lot of voters have made up their mind about him, though.
VOA will provide complete coverage of the State of the Union beginning Wednesday at 1:45 Universal Time. A second group of refugees to be resettled in the United States from Australia's offshore immigration centers has left Papua New Guinea. Washington has agreed to take up to 1,250 migrants held in Australian-run processing camps in the South Pacific. Swiss tennis star Roger Federer has defeated Marin Cilic of Croatia to win the 2018 Australian Open in Melbourne. Also in the women's final, second seed Caroline Wozniacki of Denmark beat top-seeded Romanian star Simona Halep in three sets. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.